Revelation chapter 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants. How many are servants of the Lord tonight? How many feel like you're one of his servants tonight? Amen. Okay, this is for you. And this is the title of my message tonight. He wanted us to know. He really wanted us to know. Did you get that, Billy? He really wanted us to know. Amen. And that's why we have prophecy. The book of Revelation, which is supposed to unravel all the rest of the prophecies. You say it's hard to understand. That's because the workings of God are exceedingly complex. Amen. But you can count on this. God boiled it down to as near as we could grasp to give it to us in the book of Daniel, book of Revelation, writings of Paul, sayings of Christ. Amen. Because he really wanted us to know. Amen. Listen to what he says. Unto his servants the things which must shortly come to pass. And he said and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed, that means very happy. Amen. Is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Amen. He really wanted you to know, because he wanted to set your mind at ease. He wanted to comfort you with these words. Amen. You say, Book of Revelation scares me. Shouldn't, if you're on the right side. You're on the winning side. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, happy, very, very happy. That's what the word blessed means. Is he that readeth, and they hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things written therein, for the time is at hand. John to the seven churches in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from him, which is, which was, which is to come, from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead, the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Who's he talking about anyhow? Anybody here that's had that happen to them? Praise God. Anybody that's been washed in the blood of the Lamb? Hold up your hand. And made who? Kings and priests? Who? Who? Us. Did you hear that? And have made us kings and priests unto God his Father. You say, well, it don't look like we're kings and priests. We are to God. To God we are. He looks things a little different than the world does. Who's really in charge? People of God. Did you know it's your prayers that's going to determine the outcome of everything just about you can think about? Amen. Yeah, for years they made it hard on the Christians in Romania. Boy, they made it hard. But they kept using that weapon of prayer. Amen. And you know what? Amen. About three or four Christmases ago, five Christmases, I don't know, time gets away. Four or five Christmases ago, they sent Ceausescu and his wife up before the firing squad, and the shoe went on the other foot. Amen. Judgment may come because God's people, praise God, kept praying. Hallelujah. Yes, it made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. Do you think he'd have made that announcement if he didn't want us to know? You think we ought to be interested in the coming of the Lord? You think he wants us to know about the coming of the Lord? Amen. Yes, he really wants us to know. Praise God. Somebody said, well, there's so many divisions, so many differences of opinion. There ain't no difference of opinion in the Word of God. Amen. The Word of God just the same. The difference of opinion is our failure. The difference of opinion is our shortcoming. The difference of opinion is our lack of understanding. Amen. And one reason for that is the lack of teaching. We need a lot of help to understand the Word of God, so therefore, without teaching, we will remain ignorant about the things that God wants us to know. Now, if we can learn without teachers, God will not put teachers in the body of Christ. If we can learn without help, God wouldn't have put the gift of helps in the church. Amen. One preacher said he prayed God give him the gift of helps, and people got to calling him, amen, to come and get them, take them to the doctor, come get them to take them here, come get them, take them to the grocery store, come get them, take them to the hospital, come get them, take them to church. And finally he said, Lord, these people are making a taxi out of me. He said, well, you asked for the gift of helps. Amen. Some people claim to have the gift of helps and never do anything. Amen. But that's not what exactly the gift of helps means. Amen. The gift of helps is to help us about understanding what God wants us to know. That's a big, amen, big reason for helps. And there are some men and some people that God has anointed with the ability to make clear things that are dim to us. Amen. So Philip jumped up on that chair and helped that Ethiopian eunuch understand. He helped him to understand. He preached to him Christ out of the scriptures that he was not able to fathom. Amen. And praise God, the old Ethiopian eunuch was so stirred, he said, here's water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip was taken aback mighty. He never got a convert that quick before. Praise God. Ready to be baptized already. He said, well, said, if you truly believe, you can. They went down out of the chair, went down in the water, called on the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Baptized the Ethiopian eunuch. And, amen. Sent him on his way, and that left Philip standing in the middle of the desert. And the sun going down. And a long way home. Amen. God gave him supernatural transportation. Hallelujah. Caught him up in the spirit. Praise God. And landed him over at Wendy's or McDonald's somewhere. Praise God, where he could get some refresh. Well, the equivalent to it, you know. And in Bible times, it was the house of some saint or some inn, praise God, that would be friendly to a child of God. Hallelujah. But they found him at Azotus. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord, which is and was, which is to come, the Almighty. I, John, who am your brother and companion in tribulation, in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I'm Alpha Omega, first last, which what thou seest write in a book and send it to the seven churches. These words are in red in your Bible. They're spoken by Jesus himself in his ascended glory. Hallelujah to the beloved Apostle John who lay on his breast. Amen. He has been exiled in Patmos. He is drinking the lonely cup, the cup of loneliness for Christ. Why is he there? Amen. So God can get him alone to talk to him. Because he really wanted us to know about the coming of the Lord. About his revelation. Writing in the book, sent to the seven churches were in Asia, unto Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, and Sardis, and Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. Amen. He really wants us to know. Amen. Go back to Daniel chapter 9. In the first year, Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books a number of years, whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. Why did God tell them, those captive Israelites, through Jeremiah, that there'd be 70 years in captivity? Because he wanted them to know. Amen. I set my face unto the Lord God to seek for prayer and supplication, fasting and sackcloth and ashes. I prayed in the Lord and made my confession and said, Lord, great dreadful God, keep and covenant and mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandments. How many would like to fall into that category? Love him and keep his commandments. And he'll tell you things. He'll let you know things from the Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Daniel said, we have sinned, we have committed iniquity, we have done wickedly. And most of that chapter is Daniel confessing his sin and Israel's. One of the most perfect men that ever wore shoe leather is confessing his sin and Israel's sin. I can't ever find anything he done wrong. But Daniel knew that he needed to lead the way in confession of sin, fasting, praying, seeking God. While I was speaking, verse 20, and praying, confessing my sin, and the sin of my people Israel, presenting my supplication before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of God. Amen. He is a captive, a slave, taken from home, ripped away from everything dear to his life. Amen. He's been there for a good while now. A long while. He's going to grow old in captivity. He's going to grow old. He went a teenager. He's going to grow gray-headed. A slave. Amen. And here he is fasting, praying, confessing his sins, seeking God. Amen. Amen. And God gives him one of the great keys to the future for the whole world. Amen. It affects the whole world. But in particular, it affects Israel. But we have to know how God is affecting Israel to know how it's going to affect the world. Amen. He really wanted us to know. That's what he put it here for. He didn't put it here for us to bat our eyes like frogs in a hailstorm and remain ignorant. Amen. Willfully or otherwise. Peter spoke of a people that was willfully ignorant. Amen. Of the destruction of the world. Two of them. Two floods. Amen. The world that then was and the world that now is. Amen. And, he said they're willfully ignorant of it. If you read the Bible much and you go to church much and hear a lot of preaching, amen, well, learn something after a while because God really wants us to know. Yeah. If we're really hungry and thirst after spiritual things, amen. And on this prayer, confession, fasting session, God says, at the beginning of thy supplication, the commandment came forth, and I am came to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Therefore understand the matter and consider the vision. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon my holy city. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish transgression, to make an end of sin, to make reconciliation for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, and seal up the vision of the prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Amen. That's going to wind it up, brother. That's going to take us right down to the end of this age. The New Testament calls it the end of the world. End of the world means end of the age. And start the millennium. He wanted us to know that. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so he said 70 weeks. Understanding that according to Moses' law, Israel's measure of time was divided into sevens. Amen. Every seventh year, all the debts was paid. All slaves went free. Amen. Lands went back. Amen. And after seven times seven, they had a general jubilee the 50th year. Amen. Where everything went back like it was. Amen. But there were seven sevens. Amen. Before that 50 or 49 years. Amen. Those sevens are called weeks in Israel's history. They are weeks of years. Amen. And God says 70 weeks are determined upon my people. And in 70 weeks, amen, I'm going to wind up my dealings with Israel. Amen. I'm going to restore and rebuild, and we'll make end of transgression, make end of sins, make reconciliation for iniquity, bring in everlasting righteousness, seal up the vision of prophecy, and anoint the most holy. That's the millennial temple. Amen. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and build Jerusalem unto Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks. Amen. And 62 weeks. The street shall be built again, and the wall in troublous times. Amen. After these 62 weeks, the Messiah be cut off. That word cut off means killed. Amen. The Messiah shall be, we know it as crucified. But not for himself, and the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end shall be with a flood, and to the end war and desolations are determined, and he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. Amen. That's down the last one. 1 week. That's the 70th week. And in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice of oblation to cease, and for the overspreading of abominations shall he make it desolate, even the consummation that is determined to be poured upon the desolate. And so here we have the first announcement of the abomination of desolation. Jesus would... Amen. Speak of that in Matthew 24. Amen. Others would speak of it. Daniel would speak of it again. And I think Daniel chapter 11. Amen. And this abomination of desolation marks the dead center of that last week of Israel's history. Amen. Matthew 24:15. Amen. Jesus also spoke of it. When you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet. Amen. Jesus in Matthew 24 gives us his revelation or evaluation of that last week before the kingdom of Israel is restored. The middle of it would be marked by the abomination that maketh desolate. Amen. What does that have to do with us? Simply this. Praise God. Amen. After the Messiah was cut off at the end of the 69th week. Amen. At 7 and 62 make 69. 7 weeks the walls would be restored. The city would be rebuilt. 62 more weeks on top of that. Amen. The Messiah would be cut off. When the Messiah was to be cut off, amen, and the temple veil was rent in twain, and God ceased to deal with them in that economy anymore, amen, God called time on Israel because they rejected their Messiah. The Messiah was cut off. The last week is reserved, amen, to take in all of Matthew 24 and the book of Revelations. Amen. From the fourth chapter on to the end of the book of Revelation. Amen. What do you find before the fourth chapter of the book of Revelation? You find the churches, the things which are. Amen. God really wanted us to know, praise God, that there would be a church age that would fill in the gap between the 69th week of Daniel and the 70th week of Daniel dealing with Israel. Amen. He really wanted us to know that the things which are have to do with the church. Amen. And that seven churches and the seven spirits have to do with the complete and perfect work of the Spirit, the complete and perfect work of perfecting the church, if you please, praise God, until God calls them higher. Hallelujah. And that brings on another subject. What's going to happen to the church when God turns back and finishes out that 70th week of Daniel? Amen. Paul said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 that they're going to escape. Amen. Woo, glory to God. Amen. Paul, Jesus said in Matthew 21, 36, pray ye therefore that ye may be accounted worthy to escape those things which shall come upon the earth and stand before the Son of Man. Children, amen, fasting and sacrificing and tearful suffering saints, dear men of God, and the dying Lamb of God himself really wanted us to know, praise God, that there would be a church age, amen, that everybody could get in. And everybody that's in that true church, when the first resurrection takes place, they will escape. Amen. Because they pray. Because they seek God. Amen. Fifth chapter of 1 Thessalonians says, concerning the world, amen, it's going to come upon them as a snare, and they shall not escape. The world's not going to escape. The backslider and the hypocrite's not going to escape. Amen. The Jewish nation is not going to escape. Amen. At 7 years is necessary. Amen. That time of Jacob's trouble, that awful whipping that Jacob's going to get in that 7 years is necessary. Amen. To bring about the salvation of that remnant in Israel. He said, when my judgments are in the earth, my people will learn righteousness. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And they're going to see it happen when that white horse rides out, when that black horse rides out, that red horse rides out. Amen. And some of the people of Israel are going to see it. Amen. When the sun turns black and the moon to blood and the stars fall from heaven and the rich men, poor men, big men, little men, old men, young men, cry for the rocks and mountains to follow them and hide them from the face of him that sits on the throne, for the wrath of the Lamb has come, and who shall be able to stand? In that beginning of awful tribulation, 144,000 Jews are going to get saved. And he marks them off. Amen. Praise God. He puts them on the board and counts them up. Amen. 144,000 Jews. It took trouble. It took anguish. It took the stars a falling, the moon turned to blood. It took the horsemen riding out. It took the opening of the seals. Amen. And the judgments of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Incidentally, if you live for God, amen, you'll be up there helping him do it. Amen. It was one of those 24 elders, one of the elders. Who are they? They tell who they are. Amen. Revelation 5, 9, and 10 said, amen, thou art ready to open book, loose seals are, for thou hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every nation, kindred, and tongue. Praise God. They're redeemed people. They're up there taking their place, the kings and the priests of God. Even in the ruling and reigning, it was one of them that says, cheer up, John, don't cry. Amen. The lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed, and he is worthy to take the book and to loose the seals thereof. And they are in vital participation. I told you that you as kings and that you as priests, and the shoe's going to be on the other foot after a while. Pardon me for using the common term, but you're going to be calling the shots. If you live for God, amen, hallelujah. He really wanted us to know that. The church shall escape, and they shall work with him vitally and importantly in the business of judgment. Praise God. Of the nations. Hallelujah. Amen. The Jews would have a revival. The spotlight would turn on the Jews. That 144,000 would fulfill more completely Joel chapter 2. I shall pour upon my servants and on my handmaidens of my spirit, praise God, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Amen. The moon shall be turned to blood, and the sun will return as black as sackcloth. I shall signs in the heavens, blood and fire and vapors of smoke. But he said, in Jerusalem and in my blood shall be deliverance, and whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered, shall be saved. Amen. That's what's going to happen to them. We got the same promise in the church now. You see, in the economy of the church that we're in now, both Jews and Gentiles, red and yellow, black and white, amen, Muslims, Buddhists, Hindus, amen, and the backslid Christians can all get in. Amen. This is where Paul got in. Amen. This is where Peter got in. This is where John got in. All of them are part of the church. Amen. And they all got saved in the economy of the church. So God saved both Jews and Gentiles in the economy of the church. Amen. But it is a churchly economy with preachers from all countries and nations and races. Amen. When he switches back with Israel as the focal point, the revival is going to be centered in Jerusalem. Of course, after the rapture takes place, a lot of nations won't be very important anymore. America's one of them. The only thing that'll help America out in the last analysis is because they've been good to the Jews. According to Matthew 25, Jesus said, amen, that he shall gather the nations. Amen. The nations are going to have their judgment at the end of this thing. Amen. And he's going to tell them, hey, you fed me when I was hungry. You clothed me when I was naked. You visited me when I was in prison. Amen. Come into my kingdom. Come, ye blessed of my Father. Into the joy. He's talking to the nations. Amen. That helped the Jews in that tribulation hour. Praise God. And they're going to say, when did we clothe you? When do we feed you? Said, inasmuch as you did it unto the least of these my brethren. Who was his brethren? Amen. The Jews. You're right. Praise God. Amen. Inasmuch as you did unto the least of these, you did it unto me. Amen. And unto some, he's going to say, depart from me. I was naked, you didn't clothe me. I was in prison, you didn't visit me. Amen. And so forth and so on. When do we have a chance to do something, Lord? Amen. He's going to say, inasmuch as you did it not unto the least of these. God's going to have 144,000 filled with the Holy Ghost the first round. Amen. They're going to be supernaturally helped. Amen. Some people's going to help them, praise God, as they preach the gospel. Amen. And in that revival, there's going to be such a move of God that right under the nose of the Antichrist, in the time of Jacob's trouble, amen, read it for yourself in the 7th chapter of Revelation, there's going to be a number converted that no man can number that will come right out of the great tribulation. Amen. Bible says it, and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. But that's not the church he's talking about. Amen. That's tribulation saints. That's people that had to have the fire put to them before they'd pray. That's people that had to have a real twist put on them before they'd pray. Twist their arm clip, both arms clip behind their back before they pray. Amen. But whosoever calleth, you know why people don't get saved today? They won't call. You know why people don't get saved tonight? They won't call. Amen. You know why people harden their hearts? Amen. When demons are swarming them from the regions of hell and great heat cooks them for heaven and hailstones the size of a 100-pound block of ice is falling and breaking down the building and falling on their head and killing everything in sight. Amen. Still me and you, though they gnawed their tongues for pain, they repented not. They could have got saved if they would have, but they wouldn't. There's a lot of people that's going to miss the rapture that didn't have to, but they wouldn't call on the name of the Lord. Amen. See, when Israel wouldn't call on the name of the Lord, he opened the door for everybody. And Paul said, amen, Romans 10:13, whosoever calleth on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You and I can call on the name of the Lord. And if we'll call on him, the Bible promises us that we may escape those things which shall come upon the earth and stand before the Son of Man. Amen. And the Lord really wanted you to know. Amen. Let's stand and let's pray. Amen. Let's ask God to help us not to be blind to our opportunity today, but call upon him while we may. Seek him while he may be found. Because tomorrow God may switch back to Israel.